These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, everybody, I'm John Hewlett. It's time for the Kashi Tapes podcast, and there is my partner,
Favaz. Hi, John.
Hello, Mighty One. Today, we're going to do something different for episode 62. The subject matter of an interview is going to be one of us. And in this case, it's me. Now you're thinking, wow, that's pretty self-indulgent. Why would you do something like that? Well, it's not about me. It's about who was interviewing me. And it's the legendary sports broadcaster Jack Buck back in 1983. Now, for those who don't know, I'm also the Cardinals public address announcer at Busch Stadium. Just finished my 35th season there. Well, I started in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
So this was my very first year as a PA announcer. And what Jack Buck used to do on KMOX radio for the KMOX Cardinal Network is interview people who worked at the stadium pretty often. And every year he'd talk to the organists, and every year he'd talk to a certain usher maybe, and he started talking to me. And that only went on for about a couple of years because I only have the interviews of 83 and 84, and then for whatever reason, oh, I know why it stopped.
Why did it stop?
Stop because Kashi brought J.C. Corcoran into the airwaves
here. Oh, that's what happened.
And then, yeah, and then we started attacking Camo X and
fell good reason, out of, I guess, yeah.
And fell out of good graces with Jack Buck and Camo X. So anyway, this again was 1983. Jack Buck interviewing me as the new PA announcer.
And it's brought to you by Black Raven AFC. You know, every business needs a good website, not just to make you look good, but, you know, your clients, customers, potential new hires are all on, you know, they're online. So if you aren't making a difference to the people that you're trying to reach, or worse, your site is too slow, doesn't connect properly, or is hard to use by your team, you need to consider if now is the time to reimagine your website. And Black Raven AFC can help. They build websites. They can build a very pretty one for you today. So when you're ready to make your website matter, let Black Raven AFC help. Go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today.
All right. So here's the interview. And I'm going to tell you in advance, I know I was extremely nervous.
I would be too. I remember you introduced me to Jack Buck when I filled in for you in 1999.
Oh, you did a game?
I did a game for you.
That's right.
And Jack was, I came the day before to learn the controls, kind of, and Jack was on the field, and we were all on the field, and you introduced me to him, and he said something about, what was it? It was something about his wife ironing his shirts or something. It was just really funny. I mean, it was funny, and to meet him is, you know, the all-time thrill.
He'd walk around the press box just casual as can be. You know, he'd have his hush puppy shoes on, or not hush puppies, but his loafers.
Like slippers.
Yeah, like slippers. And he'd just kind of be sauntering around, and he'd talk to everybody and anybody. And he was just a really nice man. I'm sure I'm nervous, and I'm probably going to say a bunch of stupid stuff here because I'm being interviewed by the legendary Jack Buck. He's the reason why I got into the radio business. I wanted to be like Jack Buck.
Sure.
And then here I am at age 25 actually being interviewed by Jack Buck on the radio station that was the dominant big deal radio station in the industry.
Yep.
Yeah, it had like 30% of the market here in St. Louis at one time.
Yep.
All right, so here we go.
Well, John Hewlett is the voice that a couple of million people, maybe 2.5 million people, are going to hear at the ballpark in 1983. And John,
2.5 million. We weren't doing 3 million yet.
So figure another whole million. You know, because doesn't the Cardinals average about 3.5 million?
Yeah, 3.3. Like I think the peak might have been 3.5.
And we're talking about attendance now.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Jack.
You enjoying the new duties as the PA announcer?
Thank you very much, Jack. I'm ready to shit my pants.
Very much so. I'm enjoying it I knew I would.
Couldn't even answer the question.
That's a good answer, though. It's everything that you thought it would be.
Fellow here for many years, Charlie Jones, and he finally retired. And then last year, we had yet another.
Okay. Now, Charlie Jones.
I don't remember that name.
Yeah, Charlie had the job for, I think, 43 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And he was
hear the name Charlie Jones.
Yeah, he was legend back then.
Huh.
Yeah, and so he was I want to say he was maybe 80 or in the 70s when he retired because his eyes went bad. He really struggled to see very clearly. And that's an important part of the job.
You would need that, yes.
And so then Joel Myers
right.
was next. And Joel Myers worked with me here at Casey
mm-hmm.
back in the 70s, late 70s, maybe even early 80s. And also worked with me at KEZK when I was there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we kind of were following each other around. So then he either gets fired or quits the PA job at Bush, and I get that.
Hmm.
So that was kind of weird. But interesting to see if Jack knows his name, because I know he knew his name, but
right.
I wonder if he was on good terms with Jack. Anyway, let's hear.
Right. Joel Myers, and then he left for a job on the West Coast.
Oh, never mind. I was reading too much into it.
How did you get the job, John?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I took a position with the radio station I work with in St. Louis, another one other than KMOX, and I was doing news and sports, and I got to know a few people down here. And last year, when Joel Myers took a weekend off, they asked me if I would like to do it. And now this year it was open, and I was.
Oh, I forgot about that. I did fill in for Joel Myers.
So you filled in.
Yeah.
That's how it all started.
Yeah.
It's one of the candidates, and I got the job.
It's probably not as easy as folks would surmise.
You're right. It's much more entailed than even I thought it was, and I'm a big baseball fan. You're in the game. You're part of the ball game, and I didn't think it was that involved.
And if you let your concentration waver, it's just like any other broadcast. If you let your concentration waver at all, why, then you're in trouble.
Exactly. You know, you go to the ball game, and you may be sitting around with a few friends, and next thing you know, an inning or two may have gone by, but you can't do that when you're doing this job.
Oh, yeah? Well, it happened to me.
Now you've been doing it so long, it can happen to you.
What will you do tomorrow? The Giants come to town. You'll check their roster, I suppose.
Right. Before I come to the ballpark, or I'll go in the offices and check with Robin Monsky and see what the changes are, and make the corrections on my scorecard, and get the lineups for the game. And we also do on-field ceremonies prior to the ball game. Different groups will come to the stadium who help sell tickets to different Cardinal games, and we take them down the field and introduce them to the fans that are in the stands. And then I'll go up and give the lineups, and the ball game gets underway.
And then when you're down on the field for the pregame ceremonies, they change the lineup. Then you come
once
up
in a while,
you're scrambling around.
Once in a while that will happen, but you adapt.
You are actually an official part of the game because of your dealing with the umpires.
Right. You can't announce a change until the umpire signals to you that that particular player is in the game.
And that still happens to this day.
Right. Right.
You know, you'd think by now they'd have a system that would make it easier instead of
right.
having to read sign language and fingers
right.
and pointing.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's still very inefficient. Still it's easy to get confused. And then, the umpires are signaling to the press box at level 4. Well, I'm on level 3, and
mm-hmm.
they're not necessarily looking for me. They're not looking for a hand signal from me. They're looking for
right, they're
those
just
guys
looking at somebody
there.
Else.
So, you know, I've got to kind of keep an eye on an umpire to make sure I don't miss the cue, and sometimes I do.
Were you doing the music, too, then, back in 83?
Not in 83, no.
No, because I know when I filled in for you, you were doing it all. You did the music and the PA announcing and the whole bit.
That was crazy.
It was hectic.
It was very hectic, yeah. And talk about having no time to go to the bathroom during a game.
Yeah.
I mean, there was zero time occasionally.
None.
Like when Ernie, the seventh inning, you know, maybe when Ernie was, you know, playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game or something
right.
like that, I might have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was, and you filled in, Rick Bayless filled in one time and Rich Dalton filled
yeah.
in one time.
Mm-hmm.
Done that yet?
In the very beginning, but it's getting to the point where I've got it down got the mechanics down, and it's getting
you can't anticipate, you can't do it too quickly, and
right.
on the other hand, you can't be too late with the announcement.
Right, exactly.
What is your philosophy, John, with regard to the emotion that you display on the microphone, with the pronunciation of names or trying to get the Cardinals rallying?
What a good question.
That is a good
That's
question.
That's a damn good question. Yeah.
But you're asking somebody who doesn't have a philosophy, Jack.
Let's hear it then.
Well, basically, I feel the show's on the field, and that's where people's attention should be. I think you should put some emphasis on the hometown teams, especially in situations where emphasis is called for. But for the most part, the show's on the field, and I'll just announce the names and let the players hit the home runs and triples.
Where do you sit on the press box?
Good answer.
Good answer. That
good
was
answer.
A good answer.
I think mm-hmm. Jack liked it.
Level with relation to the Camo X booth.
If you face the Camo X booth, we're to the left of the booth behind the Cardinal dugout.
Can you hear the crowd when you're working?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Especially in the summertime with the windows open. But
man, he's good. Just firing one question right after the other, man.
He was so good.
I mean, he was asking them so fast, I had to, like, pause just to...
Do you remember, did he have those written down or was it just off the top of his head?
No, it was off the top of his head.
Beautiful.
Now maybe, you know, he's interviewed Charlie Jones and Joel Myers in the past, so maybe he just had a bunch of questions that he knew. But
these are questions that I think the everyday fan would want to know. You know, what do you do before? Do you look at the names? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
When the windows are shut, you don't hear the crowd as much as you may like to in order to really...
Well, guess so. You shut the windows, you're not going to hear the crowd.
Yeah, you're not going to hear it at all.
Give emphasis to a name.
But you're not enclosed such as Ernie Hayes is, the organist.
No, not at all.
But I spent many years enclosed with Ernie.
Yes.
And
I was too when I filled in for you.
Yes. Boy, you cut some farts.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have to raise your level when the crowd is going wacky with regard to making an announcement.
Right. And 50,000 can at times get very loud.
And another thing about it, John Hewlett, you're not allowed to miss a game, right? You better be here.
Well, it's funny you say that. When I got the job, they told me they wanted someone who would be here every day, and I had to tell them, oops, I'm getting married in August, so there are three days that I will be off. And those are already taken care of.
You'd rather get married than solidify your job here at the ballpark?
Well, I tell you, with this young lady, I'm extremely happy.
Well, what's her name?
Barbara Lewis is her name.
Well,
and I got to say hi to her.
Yeah, and the very best wishes to you in your forthcoming marriage, and congratulations on the job you're doing.
Thank you very much.
John Hewlett, he's the new PA announcer here at the ballpark, and I'll be back in just one moment.
Wow. That's cool.
Damn.
You were getting married.
I know. I forgot about that. Holy cow. I totally forgot about that. I missed those games.
Wow. So you missed three games that
I guess,
year. Do you remember who filled in for you then? Back in 83? I mean, I know it was a long time ago. I was 18 years old, by the way.
Yeah. You know, I don't remember. I think they may have just gotten somebody.
Wow.
I don't know. Well, I see that now. I thought I only missed like three or four games my entire 35 years. Well, there's three in the first year.
Slacker.
I got that wrong. Yeah.
So neat. I mean, hearing Jack Buck's voice just makes you want to listen to Cardinal baseball on the radio like we used to. You know, I feel kind of bad for the people out there that don't know who Jack Buck is or was or what he meant to the game you know, I mean, he just like Dan Kelly taught me hockey, he taught me baseball.
Yeah, you know? And he was so good also at, you know, speaking engagements.
Yes.
And hosting the different award shows around town with humor.
Yes.
I mean, he was funny. He wasn't just, you know, occasionally getting a line off here or there. I mean, Jack was an entertainer.
Yep.
And you can tell just in that little interview right there, like we said before, the way the question just kept coming, to the point, kept coming, boom, 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 that he was extremely glib, you know, and just right on top of everything. So
see where Joe Buck gets it from, because Joe is the same way, kind of, and, you know, he got it from his dad. I'll never forget, and I still do this to this day, but Jack Buck always said when he would go to a restaurant, he would always ask the waiter or waitress's name to feel more, you know, like they know him or something like that, you know, and you know, obviously they're not making the money that Jack Buck is making. And I'm not saying that they're not making, you know, what I make or anything like that. But I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I always ask, what's your name?
It's good.
You know, and it's because of Jack Buck.
Isn't it funny how somebody on the radio can be influential to you like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think back just in silly things. I mean, for instance, I like to run. I ran a marathon. You know who inspired me to run a marathon?
Who?
Oprah Winfrey. She talked about it one time. I heard, well, if she can do it, I can do it. And that's why I did it.
That's why you
know?
Did it.
So you never know who you're talking to out there, what person's listening to pick up on something you're saying, and it will change their lives or, you know, affect their lives or allow them to enjoy something maybe that they've never thought of doing before, you know?
You know, and I wanted to be a baseball announcer long before I wanted to be a music DJ. I mean, I really, and it was because
of
Jack.
Yeah.
It was because I thought I could do that, you know, and that's what kind of started me. And I, you know, back in the day, you know, I still follow Cardinal baseball, but man, I knew stats and all that stuff in those days. And, you know, it was because of him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there's still a lot of good announcers around. Don't get me
there
wrong.
There are. But I'm sorry, man. There's nothing like him and Vin Scully and Harry Carey, who you interviewed before we had on the Casey tapes. And, you know, those were the legends.
And they had class, too. I mean, they carried themselves with a level of respect that was like, these guys are you know, gods in the business.
Right. And Harry drank in the booth.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, Jack also was a kind man too, very generous person too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the people who would work in the press box serving food and drinks. And by the way, back then we could drink beer free.
Right. Right.
All you wanted
right.
while you were working in the press box.
Crazy.
It
man.
Was. And supposedly Mike Shannon took advantage of that. Jack would be drinking, too. Jack would have a beer.
Well, that's why Harry said it, too.
Yeah.
You know, they did it everywhere.
And this is the 80s. Mm-hmm. You give somebody $500 in the 80s, you were giving them, like, what, $2,000 now?
I mean, and that's what he would tip? That's what he would give them?
He tipped those people that kind of money.
Wow. That's neat.
Yeah. Yep. He did yell at me one time for calling him Mr. Buck. But he hated that. So anyway, there we go. Jack Buck interviewing me, 1983, as the Cardinals' new PA announcer. And I was 25 years old, scared to death.
And you were getting married.
Could you tell?
Yeah.
Could you tell
him? A little bit. Not that much.
Yeah.
Not that much.
Because sometimes he'd answer the questions for me, and I'd just go, right.
Well,
right.
He would think of another question while you were given the answer to the question before, and he would almost interrupt you with the other question.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it was kind of cool.
All right, there you go. That's episode 62 of the Casey Tapes, and it's brought to you by Black Raven, Black Raven Digital. Yes, if you got a website, you got a company, and you want to make sure that you're doing the best you can with that website, you got to get the professionals involved, and that would be the folks there at Black Raven AFC. If you aren't making the difference with your website and it's too slow and you're not reaching the people you want, what's going to happen eventually? You're going to go bankrupt. Don't let that happen to you or your company. Go with the very best. So if your website really matters, go with Black Raven AFC. Their website is blackravendigital.com. That's blackravendigital.com. Reach up today. We thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Well, time to wrap up this podcast for another time. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. And on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I'm Favaz, AMFUMan.
Adios, my friend.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big.